Hey everyone, this is my review of What If Episode 9, and I'll do kind of a retrospective on the season as a whole. And I thought this was a really epic and satisfying finale. I like the way this wrapped up the series. I like the way this kind of tied everything together. And I like how this story was kind of contained, sort of self-contained. Starting with just the plot, there are certain elements I really liked. First of all, just the whole montage of the Watcher choosing his team and then pulling them out of their universes. I thought that was great. Just seeing continuations of the universes from other episodes was a lot of fun, from a continuation of the episode 2 universe, a continuation of the episode 1 universe, and episode 3 universe continuation. I really liked seeing all of that. I liked the Watcher assembling the team to fight against Ultron. The entire fight against Ultron was inventive and engaging. Of course, that was the bulk of the episode, with Zola, with Killmonger, all that stuff. I liked Natasha joining the team. I really liked her ending. We're going to talk about that. I liked the ending of the episode. I liked everybody being sent back to their universes. And then I liked the post-credit scene, which I'm guessing is probably setting up a Captain Carter episode in season 2. Another thing I really loved about this episode, and the last episode did this too, was this kind of redeemed, or maybe not redeemed, but fixed some of my problems with Age of Ultron. I like Age of Ultron, but it wasn't really an age. It was just a few days of Ultron. And Ultron was cool in the movie, but he didn't feel like as much of a threat as I feel like he should have, and he was kind of underused. I loved the way he was used in the series. This was like Ultron's second chance. I thought he was great. He felt threatening, he felt intimidating, he was a fantastic villain, and I just loved the post-apocalyptic kind of Age of Ultron. This was the real Age of Ultron, and I really liked that about it. Another thing about this episode was it was really tense. I had no clue what was going to happen because this show really has a lot less limits than the main MCU. They can do a lot more crazy stuff without having to worry about how they're going to set up the next movie or whatever. Another thing was I really liked the way this finale kind of brought everything together and referenced previous episodes. It was really satisfying and rewarding to watch. It kind of felt like a reward for watching everything and for following everything. Now I wanted to focus a little bit on the animation too, which I've been talking about every episode. Because it's just been getting better and better from the backgrounds and the planets, the locations and the different universes, the character designs, the costume design, the detail in them, the like cartoony comic book look, but in the 3D animation, like the facial expressions, the way the characters emote, the fight scenes, which are like really fluid and visually pleasing. They're epic, they're engaging, they're thrilling, unique, inventive, creative with all the different uses of powers. You really had no clue what was going to happen. I loved all that. It was all really stunning to look at. Again, the use of different skills, the use of different powers, things like Doctor Strange multiplying Mjolnir, bringing in the zombies and like zombie Wanda showing up, Ultron then reversing everything, and then the Time Stone versus Time Stone, Doctor Strange using his like monsters he absorbed using those powers, stuff like that. The little creative touches like that make the fight scenes unique and make them memorable. And that's part of the reason I really love this episode because I thought this episode and this show as a whole has really delivered some really cool fight scenes that rival that of some of the MCU movies, I would say. Another thing I really liked was kind of the look of the multiverse. I've been liking how it kind of has this like shattered glass effect. I wonder if that's going to carry into the movies. But either way, I really liked it in the show, the way it was used. Another thing that just really looked stunning was Doctor Strange's protection spell, like the runes. It just looked really cool. And I really liked it. All around the board, the voice acting was fantastic in this episode. Hayley Atwell as Peggy Carter was great. George St. Pierre showed up for a little bit as Batroc, and he sounded really natural. He sounded just like he does in the movies. Jeffrey Wright as the Watcher was great in this episode. He didn't have as much to do in this episode as the last one, but I thought he was good. Blake Bell as Black Widow was probably the standout. I didn't love her at first, but I feel like her portrayal of Black Widow has been growing on me more and more to the point where I really like it now, and I'm really liking her voice acting, and I really like the Black Widow in What If. Benedict Cumberbatch was great as Doctor Strange Supreme. Cynthia McWilliams as Gamora barely had any lines, but she was good from what I could tell. We got a little bit of Tony Stark in this episode. Mick Wingard was great. A little bit of Shuri, a little bit of Killmonger. Michael B. Jordan, Ozioma Agha, they were both good. Chris Hemsworth as Party Thor was fantastic. His comedic timing was great. He's clearly having a lot of fun with this, and I think he's really good. I will say I do wish Ultron was still James Spader, but Ross Marquand as Ultron has also grown on me, and I did really like him a lot more in this episode than I did in the last one. Maybe because it just takes some time to adjust to the new voices. Chadwick Boseman as T'Challa. This is the final time, his final performance ever. And I thought he was fantastic throughout the season. He's been really great. And he was great in this. And then you had some brief appearances by Tom Hiddleston, Samuel L. Jackson as Loki and Nick Fury. And they both were great, as expected. So I feel like, again, as a whole, the voice acting has really improved over the season. It started out a little bit shaky, as did some of the animation, but it's just gotten better and better. And I think to the point now where they've kind of got it down. So season two can just be a huge improvement and be even better than this first one. I love the team, the Guardians of the Multiverse, the team itself. They're dynamic. Seeing characters interact who normally wouldn't / never have in the MCU was great. I love seeing their fight scenes together, the way their powers work together. I just feel completely satisfied with this ending, with this show. Something like WandaVision, Loki, Falcon and Winter Soldier. I liked the endings, and there were things I loved about the endings. And maybe there were things that I was either left unsatisfied because it was a cliffhanger, or maybe there were things where the ending was a little bit flawed. This episode, I don't really have any major problems with it. So I'm just really satisfied with this show. And I thought they stuck the landing really well. Another thing about this episode that stood out was the score. Hearing you've got like the Guardians of the Galaxy theme mixed in with like the What If theme, mixed in with like the Killmonger theme at points, the Wakanda theme at points, the mix of the familiar and the new was just really well done. It's not too obvious. It's not too on the nose, but it's there. And if you notice it, it just makes the episode better. So I thought that was great. And then I just love the ending. I don't know why, but I loved Black Widow's ending. It totally shocked me. And I loved Black Widow being put into the episode 3 universe. I just absolutely love that. And this episode was just fantastic. So now for some of the criticisms, of course, the Gamora thing. So Gamora in this episode felt really out of place. It was missing context. It felt like there was a lot missing. There was like that random Tony Stark cameo. And this finale would have worked even better with the context. And if you don't know, that's because this Gamora Tony Stark episode was actually supposed to have come out already, and it was going to be in the season before this finale. But because of COVID and production issues, they pushed it back to actually season 2. So that's why Gamora feels so out of place, and this like new MacGuffin, this Infinity Stone Crusher, feels so random. It feels very contrived. There's no backstory for it. It's not really explained. It felt like just something for the plot. And I think all of that is going to work so much better. And that added context, once that Gamora episode comes out, is just going to fix this problem with the episode. Another thing about this episode is that there's some logic issues. I think most of the issues can be explained away by the fact we learned that the Watcher foresaw everything happening, and he knew that the only way to stop Ultron was by recruiting this team. But there are some logic issues. It brings up some questions like, what really are the Watcher's powers? Can he just see all time? How can he see the future? How did he not see Ultron vision coming? There's a lot we have yet to learn about the Watcher, including like who's his oath to, who even is he, where did he come from, how does this show even fit in with the grander MCU, how does this fit in with the TVA, how does this fit in with Kang, how does all this work together? That's yet to be seen, but those are my two criticisms of this episode. And then just talking about the show as a whole, this is probably one of my favorite things Marvel has ever done. It's totally unique, totally different, totally rewatchable, because you can go through and watch the whole season again, but you can also just pick your favorite episode because they're so short. They're so easy to just pop on and rewatch. The animation is stunning. Voice acting was inconsistent at first, but just really improved and improved. The stories are engaging, unique. The action is some of the best action in the MCU. I just love this show. I love this finale. This finale is something I'm going to rewatch over and over just for the action scenes, just for Ultron versus the Guardians of the Multiverse, because it was just so cool in that one shot of just the Guardians fighting Ultron and they're all beating him up in that one take without any cuts, just was stunning. It was so cool to see. Some criticisms of the show as a whole. I thought some of the episodes felt too short in that they were really condensed. The story was really rushed. The pacing was off, and that there was not enough time to let the story breathe and to maybe have some of those emotional moments that the episode should have had or the characters would have had. And maybe some of the plot details, plot things would have been less rushed and made a little more sense if they were given more time to actually play out instead of just being so condensed. And then contradictions to the Loki multiverse lore just kind of bother me. So I hope that can all be clarified and worked out in the future. But I love this show. I can't wait for season 2. One thing I can't wait to see is how they do episodes based on Black Widow, Eternals, Shang-Chi, WandaVision, Loki, Falcon and Winter Soldier. I hope we see more of some of these worlds we saw in the first season. I really can't wait. We know season two, we're getting that Gamora episode. I'm assuming we'll get at least one more Captain Carter episode, so we know two. And I love the show. I thought it was awesome, stunning, really cool. For the fight scenes alone, I thought it was worth it. Absolutely loved it. So please let me know if you like this episode as much as me. What are your ranking of the episodes? Which one's your favorite episode? I'm curious. Mine might be this finale, but I also really love the second to last one. And then that Avengers murder mystery was awesome as well. So please leave feedback. Let me know what you think. You can leave a comment if you're on YouTube. But remember, the primary platform for listening to this is on the podcast platforms. In the description on YouTube and the podcast platforms is a link to a form where you can submit a question, a topic, some sort of feedback, your theories, what you thought of the show, any of that. There's also an email in the description where you can leave an email if you want to type something out much longer. And then there's a link to leave a voicemail if you want your voice played on the show. And then I'll address whatever you have to say. So thank you everyone so much for listening, and have a good day.